Welcome to another Gawler and Evanston Libraries podcast. And I'm here with Melinda Kennedy, our Digital Literacy and Promotions Officer. Melinda is here to talk us through the winter events for the library as covered in Shelf Talk. So Melinda will give us a lot more information about them.
Thank you very much, Jeanette. It's great to be here. Thank you. We've got Shelf Talk for Winter has just been released last week, and we've got a lot packed into 3 months' worth. First of all is probably the one thing that I am most excited about because it's always a big deal that is celebrated all the way across the state, and it's an opportunity for you to go into your library and try something for the first time, which is their tagline. When was the last time you tried something for the first time? So we have six different events planned for First of All. We've got a bookish mocktail workshop, which we're very excited about. We're celebrating World Chocolate Day, so if you pop into either library on the 7th of July, show us your library card, you get a free chocolate.
Sure, that will be popular.
Oh, yes. We've got a Lego animation workshop for the kids and also kids crochet, which will be held at the CWA Hall, so that will be good fun. We've got a Wings of Fire cardboard creations activity during school holidays for kids, some faux stained glass windows for kids to learn about. And then the last two we're really excited about, Sourdough 101, we think is going to be very popular from starter to loaf. And also we have Rebecca Prince, who's come to us many times, and she is going to be teaching us the art of Coptic bookbinding, which is really lovely practice and a little more involved than your current bookbinding, which is used with glue and gluing the pages in. So this is where you sew it together.
So much more long-lasting.
Oh, yes. So it's quite a long workshop. It goes for about 3 hours, but Rebecca is a fantastic facilitator. We love having her in, so we're very much looking forward to doing that. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, definitely have a look at our Humanitics. It's a great way to make a new journal or just scrapbook or something like that. So, yeah, they'll be really good. So we have a full 2 pages of brand new books that have just come into library in Shelf Talk, and that is just a very small percentage of what has come in over the last couple of months and what will be coming in. So if you are looking for something to add to your to-be-read pile at home, definitely have a look through there and check out our online catalogue. Put in a hold, ask us if there's something that you think we should have, because we can always get it from another library service. So definitely your library staff are the best people to ask about anything to do with library related things, events, catalogue, books, services. We do pretty much a lot.
Yes, and winter's such a good time for reading, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
The blanket of the book.
I can't think of anything better, to be honest. Like when someone says, it's actually going to be really miserable this weekend, all I can think is, yes, cup of tea, book, couch, blankie.
Yes.
Rain outside.
And you don't feel guilty about not going out into the garden.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
The best bit.
We've also got a lot of new magazines just coming in. So another way to get some inspiration for your TBR is our good reading magazines. Then if you're not so much a reader but you're more of a creator, we also have Homespun magazine, which has many different creative pursuits in there and lots of inspiration. So have a quick look in there and see if you can find something to keep your long winter days busy. Our tech chat sessions for winter will be your digital legacy in the end of June. So that is about what you need to do to prepare for the end of your life. So the same as your normal will, but this is about your digital side of things. So who is going to wrap up your Spotify, your Netflix, your bank accounts? Who is going to take care of all the photos that you've saved in your cloud? Who's going to look after all of those online accounts, those store accounts? It's a really good workshop to gather all of that information together and have a much better understanding of what you need to prepare. And given that it's something that we've never really had to think before,
but it is. Yeah. We have a whole another life, digital life.
Exactly. They call it your digital footprint, and you really do need to think about it. So it's important to add that into your preparations. It might not be the most pleasant topic, but I bring lollies. So
Yeah. Something to sweeten it.
Yes. And then at the end of July, our tech chat session is on the digital library, and that is open 24/7. We have different apps available. Everything is free. You can download ebooks and audiobooks and digital magazines straight to your device, whatever time or day. So if you've finished your TBR, which I don't know how anyone could, but hey, then you can jump on there. So yes, we've got that session, and it'll be a fun little workshop learning about what you can access and how to do that.
Yes.
And then in August, our session is on password managers. So we all have a million passwords. Yes. And none of us can remember what they are. And we know that we get told not to use the same password for everything. Yes. But sometimes it's just hard. So I'm going to teach people how to manage their passwords and their online security with password managers. So hopefully people will come along to that. Yes. And learn some things. And I will also have lollies for that one too. One of the other things that I wanted to mention in Shelf Talk at the moment, there's two things we're asking of people from this issue. One, community book reviews. So there's a page in there that has a book review done by one of our Friends of Gawler Libraries members, Nikki. And if you would like to submit a book review, there is some information on that page where you can send us your book review, let us know what you think of certain books, whatever you're reading, if you're passionate about it, or up to you, but we would love to hear from you about that. The other thing we would love to hear from you about is we're asking what you think about Shelf Talk itself. So we have a survey. You can pick up a physical copy of the survey at either library location, or you can do the digital one that's in the Shelf Talk current edition. But we'd love to know whether you read it, what's your favourite parts, are we hitting the mark, is it something that the community is appreciating or wanting, or have you had enough? And we'd like to be putting our time and effort towards something that is making a difference. So yeah, if it's not this in its current form, then maybe we can explore other things.
Yes, feedback is always worthwhile.
Yeah. We have a big couple of months of authors coming up. So we have Samantha Battams coming up at the end of August. She's going to be coming to talk about her book, Paving the Way. So that's a historical book. And then we have Kate Legg coming up in October, as well as Monica McInerney. And so we expect that that's going to be very exciting for everyone, because she is a fantastic author. She's been around for a while now, so she's very popular. So keep your eyes peeled for those three authors. So that's Samantha Battams in August, and Kate Legg and Monica McInerney in October. We've also got Nunga Screen happening at the moment across our two libraries for the next couple of weeks. If you want to come and have a look at some First Nations stories, they're all completely free. The posters are around our library locations as well as in Shelf Talk. So come in and have a look and see what you think. It's always good fun, and they're amazing, wonderful films.
So are they full-length or shorts or mixed?
Just shorts. Yep. The amazing staff that run the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre have a new exhibition in the gallery at the Civic Centre called Grit and Grace, which is about Gawler women in wartime, and it is so good. Like, you walk in and you're immersed in the world wartime and all the different struggles and fantastic celebrations they had, and the hard work. They've done a brilliant job. It's really, really good. And I suggest you come in and have a look and bring your relatives. Yes. I can't wait to bring my mum, because she would understand a lot of the different restrictions they had. So, yeah, definitely come in and have a look.
The feel, it catches the feel.
Oh, yeah. It's really lovely. They've got the old furniture and that lovely old Singer machine and the little chook that's sitting there on its eggs, because gardening was such an important necessity during the times. I think you could pretty much get something new from it every time you went in.
Yes.
And so it'll be going for a couple of months. So definitely recommend come in and have a look at that. That's probably it. I don't want to go through the entire Shelf Talk. That's a bit boring.
Yeah, the highlights, the important bits.
I did. I will always spruik my digital tech sessions, because I think everyone should be able to come in and learn more without pressure or worry or stress. And I hope that I provide that during my sessions. I've been told that I do, but definitely come in and learn about some things. We've got three more fun sessions for spring that we're in the middle of planning. it pays to make time to better understand that stuff.
Yes,
because it's
does.
Not going anywhere.
No.
And the more we move into that digital age, or as we move through the digital age, less is going to be available physically. You need to be able to understand
right.
how to function
yes.
through the digital sphere. I hope I make it fun. But
yes.
Also, we've got someone coming in to do an AI basics workshop presentation yes. during spring. So more information will come out in the next couple of months.
Yes.
But we're feeling like many people would be very keen to learn a bit more about what on earth AI is, how it applies to them.
How to recognise it.
Exactly.
Well.
How to recognise yeah. it, although sometimes you see those pictures that AI have made and yeah. it's so very obvious.
Yes.
I think it's a good thing if you're interested in learning more about AI,
yes.
not because you're a tech head, but because you'd really like to
because
understand it better.
Us.
Exactly.
It's surrounding us. We need yeah. to understand it because it's become part of our world.
And it's not so much a bad thing to use AI for things. It
has uses. It's
it does
tool.
Have uses. It's
yes.
a tool like any other.
Yes,
so
right.
it's worthwhile getting yes. to know it a bit better.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you very much, Melinda.
You're
Lots
very welcome.
Exciting things ahead to help
yes.
everyone get through the winter.
Stay warm and dry and keep reading.
Yes.